Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That just bothers me. Hearing that news story about the firefighter that lost his life, man, that really bothers me. The 4th of July, every knucklehead that was out there launching fireworks off where they didn't belong just absolutely drives me crazy. And I know I was called Uncle, or was it Grandpa Grumpy Pants or whatever. Yeah, I posted this up on Twitter over the weekend. I said, you know what I don't miss? The sound of fireworks going off all night long. And then people were still complaining, well, not in my neighborhood, still going off. Guys, if you are in the city, you're in a highly populated area, I don't care if it's the 4th of July or not. Look at all the dumpster fires that started, the garage fires, and in this case, the building fire that took that brave fireman's life. It drives me up a wall. I really think next year they got to crack down on that here in the city of St. Louis. I mean, just absolutely go in there, and if they even think someone's going to be launching a firework off inside the city where they're not supposed to, I mean, don't stop it where it starts. I don't care if they got to dump a bucket of water on all the fireworks to make them useless. This has got to stop. And anyone that was in the city pulling this off, just because you didn't start a dumpster fire or burn a building down, doesn't mean you're innocent. Doesn't mean you couldn't have. Man, that drove me crazy. Just on a side note, I'm praying for the family. I'm praying for everyone involved, for the other firefighters now I hate to say bury one of their own, but it's terrible. And I'm thinking about you guys. I'm praying with you. And I really hope next year there's something that can change. You're not going to change people's minds. They're still going to want to shoot stupid fireworks off when they're not supposed to. Still going to want to do it. I just hope that there could be a nice crackdown for them. At least, the least you can do is take them to where they're safe and don't be doing this junk in the city. Cut it out. There was at least one story I saw that was interesting. I've never traveled really that far west away from St. Louis. I think the farther I've been is maybe Chesterfield. That's not far at all. But by the Lake of the Ozarks State Park, there's a little place right off of the lake, I believe. Is it called Osage Beach? Is that how you pronounce it, Mike Anderson? Do you know? Osage Beach, excuse me. See, I'm still learning the pronunciations. This was such a cool viral video that went loose on Yahoo. So a man from Ohio was visiting family at a Walmart in that area in Missouri here. Osage Beach. A lot, you know, you got to say it fancier. Not Osage, Osage. So they were visiting family, and they go into a Walmart. And when you're on vacation, you know, it's the 4th of July, you're having some fun, you're with your family members, you're a little loose, right? You're like, it's not like the regular part of your life where it's just, gotta go into Walmart, I know where I'm gonna go, it's aisle 3, I'm gonna walk down there, grab my thing, get my stuff, and go. And you're grumpy all the way through because you picked the wrong line. It's not like that. When you're on vacation, you feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit loose. You know, you're having some fun with your family. And that's exactly what this guy from Ohio was doing. His name is James Fruits. And while at the Walmart, who knows if he had a little in him? That's 4th of July. He's on vacation. He's wearing a sleeveless shirt. Looks like shorts as well. You know, he's overdressed for Walmart. And he was in a section where they were selling American flags. And he started to sing the national anthem because a family member dared him to do it. That's pretty cool. You know, on this show, I like playing national anthems. And what happened next was something that made me admire that Walmart over at Osage Beach, Missouri. What happened next was the manager heard it, and he walked up to him and said, you sound great. Do you want to sing that over the loudspeaker? And of course, the family members, do it, come on, do it. So he did. I want you to tell. You tell me if you think you did a good job.
Attention, Walmart shoppers.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn? what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Thank you and God bless America. Oh, that was so good. Oh, that was so good. I'm so proud of this guy. And they took pictures of him. Apparently, it was his 15-year-old son that filmed this. He's 40-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio. His 15-year-old son, Malachi, filmed it all. The audio and video quality was excellent. It goes to show you what you can do on a cell phone. Father, all smiles doing it. And you can see in the photos, at least in the video, people standing around watching and listening in awe what they were just what was just happening. How cool is that? Not every Walmart or store would allow someone to come up and do that. It takes a very special person to recognize it and seize the moment. So I want to congratulate all of those people over there and anywhere that allow for great patriotic moments like this. Oh, that was so great. When he's not singing at Walmart's, and I got to imagine that he's not going to go somewhere and they're going to say, oh, you're the guy from, I saw your video on Yahoo. No, it's not going to be, he's not going to become a celebrity off of this. He is a creative arts administrator for his church. He's a wedding DJ and also performs at other weddings over the weekends. That is so cool. Works with his church, all smiles. God bless America, man. That is just so cool to me. He was given a $10 Walmart gift card for singing. They paid him for it. $10. Here you go. Like 10 bucks at Walmart will go a long way. I have a feeling he went immediately to the cooler. Yeah, he went back. I'm going to see what this can buy me. What kind of bottle? All right. So coming up next. Congratulations to this guy, James Fruits. Really cool dude. There's three stories, and one of which leads to the smelly water. Missouri American Water says it's perfectly safe. I want to talk about that. And some of the other smells that may be going around. It is a hot, hot, hot week. You don't want to smell me when I'm in a hot car for an hour. Ugh. And finally, some arrests made in South City regarding neighbors getting fed up of the prostitutes walking all over the place. No mention of Polar Pops in that one, too. And signs that you need to make more money, all of which is coming up on Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, KMOX.
Broadcasting from the KMOX Golden Oak Lending Studios. Golden Oak Lending, with fixed rates now in the twos. Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
Going to be bringing in producer Mike Anderson here in a moment, right after I read this story, and I'll set the table. Have you noticed smelly water around the area? Missouri American Water assures us that it is just fine. We get this every once in a while. I don't think you guys get a ton of snow down here in St. Louis, but we used to get this a lot in Indiana and Michigan, especially when the snow was melting and going into the sewer system. It would cause a funky smell into the water. It happened every time when we were warming up and the snow was melting and there was a lot of water going into the system. But it just smells weird. And what they do at the treatment plants, I don't know if it's the same thing here, but they have to counteract that. So they have to put more chemicals in there. And that's what kind of causes these things. Brian Russell with Missouri American Water assures that the sacrifice, taste, and odor, if we have to, for the sake of safety right now, our treatment process is keeping the water safe, but it's leaving a little bit of a taste and odor issue. If the smell is really bad, what they ask you to do is chill your water in the fridge. It can take away some of that earthy taste or smell. Some of the worst things was taking a shower and that stuff. You'd be in there and you're like, it feels like I'm not cleaning myself because the water's weird. And it normally doesn't last that long. So I know it's fine, but it's against your brain, right? Your brain tells you it's not fine. You're drinking something that doesn't smell right. So you start tricking yourself and you don't want to do it. Hey, we're far from Flint here, who is still dealing with that massive issue they have in Michigan. So I'm not alarmed or anything by it, but man, I don't like it. I'm someone that is a convenience person. If a minor inconvenience happens, I take note. All right, so that leads to this next story, and I bring in Mike Anderson. There's a story I saw also on KMOX. Sense of smell plays a role in weight gain, study finds. So here's what the study said. The sense of smell plays a big part when it comes to your enjoyment of food. I think everyone knows your sense of smell kind of helps amplify the taste of things. If people lose their smell, they don't taste as much. Or it hurts their ability to get that full enjoyment out of the food. But they say it is possible that a person will gain more weight if they have a better sense of smell. So here's, before I read what the study told, this is what I did earlier today, Mike Anderson, who's over in the producer's booth. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. All right. So I'm going to say this. Don't go looking around or anything. I hid something in the producer's booth. Do you smell it?
Do you know that I have a terrible sense of smell?
Oh, you do? I've
talked to you about that, but yeah, my nose is pretty much always pinched up here.
Okay. So you definitely can't smell anything.
I do have a trainee in here. Do you smell anything, Brad?
Easily smelling around. You don't smell it?
No, nobody smells it.
I tried to find something that would be not offensive.
Degman was in here. He might have just stolen it.
Maybe. I wasn't going to put a dead fish or anything crazy like that in there. So look in the trash can down there. Is it still down there? You see anything in there? I tried to put something in there that you would smell. Now you're losing your cord in there. Okay. What I put down there was a cup. You'll see a cup in the trash can.
Sorry, I lost you. My headphones came.
There it is. Coffee grounds.
Yeah, I can barely smell it with my nose.
Really? I thought wet coffee grounds, you would definitely smell that if you had a sense of smell in there. No?
I probably would if I had a better sense of smell, but I don't.
You didn't smell it either? No? Well, you don't have to, like, you're not passing.
Acting like it's rancid now.
Yeah, I know. You're passing it around
he
like it's
it
a.
More than me.
You're like, hey, smell this. You ever been in a fraternity? If anyone ever says smell this, it's absolutely no.
It's like that Geico commercial with the with the raccoons in the trash can now?
No, I don't know that one.
The one smells, he's like, oh, that's terrible. You got to smell this. And all the other ones like, no, you're stupid. Get away from us.
All right, so you definitely didn't smell it. So, hey.
No, I did not.
So here is the rest of the study. Let me play. Researchers split mice into groups that had little to no ability to smell, normal ability, and strong ability. So you had no ability to smell. Okay. They were all given the same diet and the same serving size, but the mice with a poor sense of smell slimmed down. Do you feel like you're slim because you can't smell? Would you consider yourself slim?
No, I would not.
You work out and
occasionally
everything, though.
Occasionally working towards, and then I'll relapse, and then I'll occasionally start working towards it again.
You yo-yo.
Yeah.
So the idea that you...
Playing days are over.
My sense of smell's not that great either. But I don't think of myself as like a slim person. I feel like I can get away with just having a normal diet where I don't have to really count or do anything with calories and I can keep the same body. Even though I should lose weight, I don't like balloon up or anything crazy like that. So it's possible that they say mice with average or strong ability to smell gained more weight with the same diet. Why is that? I don't know. It is possible that the inability to smell may trick the body into thinking it's full. I think that's backwards. Normally, if you couldn't smell, you'd think you'd be more hungry, right? Like you, or maybe when you don't smell the food, it's kind of like going to a grocery store when you're hungry. That's like the worst time to go because you throw everything in the cart. Ding dongs, put them in. Get them in there. Polar pops, fill me up. We're going to talk prostitution this hour, too. I can't get past Polar Pops. Yeah, when you go to the grocery store, you ever walk down an aisle and you're like, you know, I haven't had all Crunch Berries in a while. Put it in. $5 for a box of cereal? I don't care. I'm hungry. Put it in.
You know, I'm not trying to label anybody as anything, but, you know, after Carol Daniel read the Polar Pop story for the first time, None other than Roger Brand himself walked up to her desk with a Polar Pop saying, "What did I just hear?"
Were you here when they... I was filling in, I thought, that day. That was the day I was filling in for Mark Reardon.
I was here at 5, so I guess I maybe heard it an hour or two after.
Well, that was the big thing. You had Kevin Killeen going around, and he did the recording, Man on the Street. And the person said, "I'm walking around with Polar Pops." He goes, "What?
Oh, what?
What?" That would take me off guard, too. Okay, so you have coffee grounds. It's nothing. It's not like coffee grounds smell bad. I just, the only thing I can find that I can put in there without getting in trouble. Like, I wasn't going to go in and find, like, what's the stinkiest thing in the fridge I can stick in there? Because there's some nasty stuff in that fridge people forget.
There is.
Yeah. I could have easily found something offensive in there. When you have a shared fridge anywhere, that's how it works out.
You could have spent a week building a stink bomb.
Yeah, I'm going to go undercover, and I'm going to have, like, a science experiment in my third drawer, right, at the desk. You know, they're going to think I have a mini meth lab in my desk. Like, I'm trying to hide something away from there. What's that guy doing over there? No, just that was the easiest thing I could do. Now, hopefully, can you smell it now, now that you know it's in there?
I could smell it when I picked it up to my face, but now that it's back down 4 feet away from me, I cannot smell it.
Yeah.
No.
Consider yourself lucky. All right, so that's, I had one more smelly thing. Are you a fisher? Like, do you fish? Are you a fisher?
On occasion. So, I'm not a big fisherman, but I like to do it when...
I think this is Australia. This is ABC Australia. Do you know there's such thing as carp herpes?
Oh, God.
So they got it. Yeah, I know. The only reason I want to talk about this story is because the term carp herpes is a thing. So what they do, apparently carp is so wild over there. Kind of like here in the United States when they have open season for deer, like they open it up because it helps control the deer population. There's a, you know, and hunters go out there and they do their thing. Well, over there, they have an abundance of carp and it screws up all their lakes and rivers, okay? And they need to find a way to control and smooth, kind of lower the population of carp. So this is their big plan. They're going to release a deadly case of carp herpes. So they're going to give diseases to all these carp so they die. They die of herpes. What a way to go, man. What a terrible, terrible... How'd you die, man? Herpes. Ugh. So this specific type of virus is designated to target and quickly kill the fish. This is what they're afraid of. They're going to release this carp herpes into the population. It's going to kill all the carp. We're going to eat it and turn into zombies. This is like Walking Dead stuff, man. This is how storylines start for zombie flicks. Some experts worry of the event going blackwater. Blackwater, referring to the death of a large number of fish, will remove oxygen from the waterways and in return kill all the other fish in the system. So they can't specifically target the carp with carp herpes. And what they could eventually do is throw off the ecosystem and kill everything else in there. They're going to spend $15 million to release this herpes into the water in 2019. How would you like to live in Australia and you know your government's releasing herpes into the water right next to where you live? It's gross, isn't it? I know it's specific to carp, but I mean, like, hey, this is just weird. And if there's any high schoolers out there right now who is considering putting a garage band together, carp herpes is an excellent name if you're a punk rock band. Hey, we're the carp herpes. You know, that sound is the sound of your parents watching you because no one else will. They're not going to go to a event for carp herpes. But it makes for a great band name because you're artist after all. So the experts plan and they think they know exactly what's going to happen. And they hope the virus will kill 70 to 90% of the carp within the areas they're releasing it. But who knows? The fish may rebound and they may have to release super herpes. That'd be the next step. You ever see those movies where it's like a mad scientist, he goes into a group of people and they say, "Gentlemen, I have the answer to your problem, herpes." And everyone laughs at him and he's like, you know, he's the evil scientist. And he goes back to his laboratory, shunned from the other people in the community. And he says, "I'm going to do it anyway." And he becomes the supervillain. Then the superhero has to come in and save him. That's basically the guy that walked into this boardroom in Australia and said, "I'm going to recommend we release herpes into our water to kill all the carp." And it's a mad scientist, except in this case, the government's the mad scientist. All right, finally, something happening with the prostitution down in South City. So neighbors are fed up. They hate going around and finding things that may have herpes on them in their parks. Well, something's happening. They're rounding up and now arresting prostitutes. So the latest of which we'll get to. And if you are someone that needs to make a little extra money, I got two stories for you that you'll like to hear. All coming up on Overnight America. Now, carp herpes free on KMOX.
Budweiser and KMOX present the Llewellyn Stumble. Enjoy food and drink specials and Budweiser giveaways, the ball game, and make sure you register to win a trip to Kansas City to each watch party. The next one is Tuesday, July 18th at the Llewellyn's in St. Charles. Winners will receive a round-trip Amtrak ticket to KC for a pregame party at Llewellyn's Pub, Lee Summit. Take in a ball game and stay overnight at a Drury Inn and Suites. Get more details at KMOX.com/watch. Presented by VisitKC.com. Llewellyn's Pub, Drury Hotels, and New Bowl Toyota. When news breaks out, KMOX breaks in. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. Depend on it.
Welcome back to Overnight America. There's the crackdown on prostitution. This story started, I think, last week where people were picking up on it. I know neighborhoods on the south side of St. Louis, or at least the South City neighborhoods, have been fighting this for a while. Prostitutes running around or walking around or strutting around or whatever prostitutes do. Striding around. And six now have been arrested. I think mostly because the attention and the heat has been brought up to police to do something about it. You can only do so much at a sting operation, right? So at this point, they're not baiting men. So the men that would come down looking for the services that these prostitutes are offering, it looks like there may be some sort of investigation in the future. But at least in this case, they've targeted these six women in particular, which I think you can go find online. Now, KMOV.com is where I'm getting the story. They had a reporter down there talk to some of the neighbors. Man, what a crazy thing this is. You love your neighborhood. You love the block you live on. You love the parks that are around. You love all those things. And then what happens? These women start strutting around selling their services. Ugh. It's kind of gross, though, the things that are left behind.
I see a lot of girls walking. I see a lot of cars from out of state driving the neighborhood.
It's a site residents say they are sick of seeing along South Broadway and South Grand Boulevard.
The Johns are mostly our problem. They don't live here. They're going to do their illegal stuff here and move on.
St. Louis.
Yeah, they're going to do their illegal stuff and move on. So you don't want people from out of town specifically coming to your neighborhood with the intent of a crime on their mind, doing their thing and leaving. And, you know, some people say, oh, who cares? And it's only prostitution. No one's getting hurt. Two consenting adults exchanging goods, exchanging their bodies. Blech. But what about the other stuff they're leaving behind? I mean, how would you like in your neighborhood, imagine taking your kid and finding the things that they're finding in these parks? And what are they doing in these public areas, too, that they... Ugh.
Here and move on.
St. Louis City Police know of the problem and say they're patrolling. In recent days, six women have been arrested accused of prostitution in South City neighborhoods. Angel Tutt wants to be done with this. She says she continuously picks up unsightly reminders.
Okay, you want to take a guess what they're picking up? It's going to gross you out. Are you ready for this?
We have to clean up the parks. We have to clean up your drug paraphernalia, your used condoms.
I don't want to go for a walk. I'm taking my dog or my kid, just going for a walk. Oh, there's a bunch of used condoms. Oh, that is so gross. Of course you don't want that in your neighborhood. So I'm looking at the mugshot of these six women. And, you know, I'm not trying to shame these women. I have no idea the motivations they're doing this for. They could be addicted to some sort of drug and not know what they're doing. You know, their motivation is to get their next fix, and it's a terrible thing, drug addiction. It's sad, and people need help with this sort of thing. You know, for whatever reason they decided to do this, hopefully they can turn it around. So I'm looking at the mugshots, and the thing that is weird to me is I'm looking at what they're wearing. I always thought of, you know, I don't think I've ever seen, like, solicitation in person. Like, I've never said, oh, that's definitely what I think it is. Someone's holding a Polar Pop or whatever. But I always pictured them in, like, you know, weird clothing, not like street clothes. I always, like, they dressed up for it, you know? Like, they have the high heels and they're wearing suggestive clothing and dresses and stuff, you know? And it's like they dressed the part. But I'm looking at the mugshots and it's not like that. It's like they're wearing t-shirts like they're going to bed at night. They're like pajamas. Like this one lady's wearing a shirt that looks exactly what I'm wearing. Oh my goodness, I'm wearing the same shirt as this lady that got picked up. I don't believe it. Oh no. Are you serious? Oh no. This is devastating to me. I'm going to have to wear my undershirt the rest of the day. I don't believe it.
She must do her shopping at Goodwill also.
I know, she probably does. Oh no. What a... Well, the other ones, like, obviously I wouldn't wear this low-cut strap top or whatever. This one says something original. I can't read the rest of the shirt. This one woman looks like she's wearing, like, a Tony Soprano jumpsuit top. This one woman looks like she's just wearing a regular shirt. I can't tell what the other woman's wearing. But this one in particular right here, the top left, I'm looking at Camo V's, like, they did a compilation of the mugshots. Oh, no! That's I mean, that really bums me out. I like this shirt. I'm not allowed to wear it anymore now. Do I have to, like, what am I going to do with this shirt? Like, I'm going to have to rip it off and say I'm done with it. I'm going to guarantee you right now, I'm not soliciting my services. If anyone's wondering, not doing it.
Woman Sarah Martin says summertime is the prime time for this activity. One of the more popular hotspots, she says, is South St. Louis Square Park.
Since people don't want to risk bringing their children over here.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see that type of behavior.
I've never been to that park. I want to 100% for the record mention, I've never been there.
Angel Tutt says something needs to be done to stop this dangerous cycle.
There are people in the neighborhood that are handing out pamphlets that are talking to these women to figure out, is it drug related? Is it money related? Mm-hmm. Is it you have other issues? Here's some resources.
Yeah, let's fight, and this was from KMOV, let's fight the source of what causes these women to do this. It's not like they're moonlighting because they need the extra money, which I have another story about people doing what they call the side hustle for extra cash. This is not what they mean by side hustle, but these women are probably doing it because they have a dependency on something. Could be a drug, an illegal drug, it could be anything. And for whatever reason, they feel like this is the best way to get that need by allowing someone to do something to their body. They think, okay, no harm, no foul. Well, violence does come from this. It deepens your addiction because all you're going to do is use that money to go buy the drug again and probably shirts like where I shop. Oh, man. And then on top of all of that, you're bringing in people in these neighborhoods now are just polluting the neighborhoods with these, you know, syringes and used gross stuff that I don't even like to think about it. So at least the people in the neighborhood, you know, the old way of thinking about this is you drive them out with force, like you forcefully make sure they leave. But what these women are doing is they actually have some heart, not the prostitutes, but the people that live in that South City neighborhoods. They're handing out pamphlets like, hey, here's where you can get help. People will help you. You can turn this around by yourself and maybe by fighting this drug epidemic that we have in St. Louis right now, it could have some other effects other than getting drugs to stop, the trade to slow down. Maybe it could help with the prostitution problem at the same time. It just could. Just could. All right, a couple of signs that you need to make some extra money. Not in this way. Again, I am so bummed out. What am I going to do with this shirt? I can't tell you how much this bums me out. I really like this shirt. I have a rotation of shirts I go through. Look at this. Even the little sleeves are nice and fancy. I bought this shirt, I don't know, 10 years ago. I don't go through shirts that often. I have like a rotation of like 20 dress shirts, and they just cycle through. And then once one, you know, and they just kind of go through and through and through. Now I'm going to have to take it up. It's going to throw my whole rotation off. Man. All right, this is Overnight America, KMOX.
Get the latest from the Cardinals from manager Mike Matheny on the SAFA GM Country Mike Matheny Show. Sundays at 10:15, exclusively on your home for best Cardinals coverage, KMOX.
It's always nice when the producer buzzes you from the producer booth and says, hey, we're looking for music that has to do with prostitutes or herpes fish. And I was like, yeah, okay. It's always nice getting updates like that. Wow, what a first crazy hour of Overnight America. Getting a little carpy in here. I'm so thrown off after seeing the photo of the woman picked up for solicitation wearing the same shirt as me even. Man, that really throws my entire night off. So if you are someone that is looking for some extra cash, may I remind you, it doesn't work. It's not as easy as picking up a Polar Pop and going down to the south side of St. Louis. It doesn't work that way. All right, you're going to get picked up. You're going to get arrested. But more millennials are looking for what they call a side hustle. It's with extra cash. That's what they say on the street. That's what the kids are saying on the street. Side hustle. So it's called side hustling, having a second job or side project to bring in extra cash, which is great. I think, really, if you have the opportunity to make a little extra money, and especially if you want to buy something, like right now, if you want something and you can't afford it, the answer is not charge it. Put it on the card. We'll pay for it later. You know, you're not the U.S. government. You don't have to keep going further and further in debt. You know, get rid of your debt. Use that side money to pay off anything that you may owe and then enjoy your life. That's the Dave Ramsey way, man. A lot of churches offer those Dave Ramsey programs. Take them. They're great. Find a local church near you and take the program. It's really good. So the side hustle is having a second job for money. So whatever you want, it takes money to get it, unless you're stealing it. And don't do that either. New research shows that young people are doing just that to make extra money. Over 44 million American adults have a side hustle. 44 million Americans. That's a ton of people. They found that 28% of those people are between 18 and 26. Some say that those millennials are using their smartphones to sell. So they have the resources to take photos with their phone, post it up on Craigslist, post it up on other things. So much easier that way to just allow and use the technology to work for you. So they make something. If you don't know what Etsy is, guys, make sure your wife never hears about it because they'll be on it all day. They're going to buy everything from it. Oh, look what I found on Etsy. So beautiful. That's what's going to happen. So just hide it from your wives. Women, if you're listening right now and you've never heard of Etsy, it's kind of like HGTV for shopping. You're going to go on to it and you're like, I want everything. Everything looks so nice. Do yourself a favor. Don't go down that dark rabbit hole. So 28% of people between 18 and 26 have side hustles. My wife doesn't really get into Etsy. I'm very, very lucky. And say those millennials are using their smartphones for Etsy. They drive for Lyft. That could be another side thing. Lyft or Uber, another popular thing where it's like you're your own taxi cab. And they also have direct sales companies. 35% make more than $500 a month on side projects. I wish I had the opportunity to do side projects, man. I would be out there hustling all the time. I just don't have time to do stuff like that. Maybe what I need to do is like American Picker It. I'll just go around to garage sales, buy stuff, and then sell them on eBay. But I'm not that motivated to do any of that stuff. So if you are cheap like me, and you are someone that lives the struggle, here is a story for you. And if you are someone that's looking for extra money for a side hustle, then this story is absolutely going to resonate with you. Do you ever go into like the dollar store, Dollar General in particular? Dollar General is not a place I'll normally shop unless I know I need to get something, like a lot of one thing, and I know they sell it there, and it's like, it's just cheaper to go in and buy the sample sizes of something or whatever. They're going to offer ramen-flavored Pringles. The Pringle chip that is very, very delicious, by the way. I love Pringles. They have all kinds of different flavors. They got barbecue. They got sour cream and onions, the best. They have the original. You know, you don't get really greasy fingers for doing it. This is going to be for a limited time, top ramen chicken-flavored Pringles. Apparently, they've been working very closely with the company. The classic noodle dish is going to be a fan favorite. They believe this top ramen chicken flavor on a Pringle is just going to be perfect. I like Pringles. I like ramen. I eat ramen all the time. It's one of my favorite foods. I don't eat it as a soup. What I do is I just boil the water, pop in the noodles, and then I drain after it's done. I drain the water, so I just have the noodles, put a little butter in, and then I sprinkle half of the packet in that you would normally do, mix it up, and you just got like a nice butter noodle thing. I love that. I can eat, and it's like a perfect little lunch. You can put it in a little cup or something like that. I bet these are going to be delicious. I cannot wait to start eating them. It'll make me actually go to Dollar General. The only time I'll go to Dollar General is if I need like a cleaning supply and a lot of it. But I'm going to go there and pick this up, and it's for a limited time. I might as well buy a crate of them. If they're going to be a buck, go and buy a crate. Here's 20 bucks. Give me all the ramen I can eat. So the steaming hot bowl in chip form, they believe, will be a incredible success. Time to buy Pringles stock, one person said online. It's about to go through the roof. I cannot argue with that. But if that's like two poor combinations put together. Every time someone says ramen noodle, you think of poor, struggling college students. That's all they can afford to eat. To me, if you are going specifically to Dollar General for this, you're going to be in the same boat. So is there anything that you can just stop? Like, okay, now you have ramen for your meal. Now you have ramen for your snack. You can just eat ramen 24/7. You can have a sodium coma by the time you're done because you're going to be eating so much of that stuff. And if you want to wash it down, apparently there's a company that makes a ramen beer. How gross is that? Who in their right mind said, that's what I want? That's so gross. So Dollar General, at the end of the month, go ahead, take my money. I want it, want it, want it, want it. I'm going to fully endorse that. And I really hope it tastes good. And I may even get a side hustle so I can buy more. Stock up. Yeah. Pop it up down in the basement shelves. I can store them like it's a doomsday prepper. Man, those things will probably last forever. And ramen's so cheap. I wonder if it's going to be less than a dollar for these ramen Pringles. Nothing says I have no money like ramen. Is there a food that's more universally known for being broke than ramen? I don't think so. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, another hour of Overnight America. You can get this online, too. We'll podcast this interview at KMOX.com. If you go to the podcast section, Dr. Dean Waldman's going to join us. And from there, we're going to talk about healthcare. Just go online when we podcast this. You can listen to it back. But what a great discussion we're about to have. And his article in The Hill, it's a must read. He says the problem with healthcare is the government. Well, no duh. But we're going to have them experiment in a couple of different thought experiments coming up. It's Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Records, KMOX. Oh, this is the Carp song. I get it now.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.